welcome to our Stronach 5 podcast. This is our show for Friday, October 30th. I'm your host, Peter Thomas Fornital, back with you in the Brooklyn bunker once again, just hours away from starting my sojourn down to the Breeders' Cup. But of course, as exciting as the Breeders' Cup is, as much Breeders' Cup content as we have coming out over the next few days on the In the Money Media Network, we've also got a Stronach 5 this Friday. And as ever, it's an intriguing bet. It's got the low takeout. It's got that higher minimum, two things that JK and I are always lobbying for and going on about. And I'm going to take a swing this Friday, as I do every Friday when it comes to Stronach 5. It all starts with the handicapping, though, and we're going to start off by bringing in a guest who's been on this show many times. You hear her weekly on the In the Money Media Network. You see her on the Laurel simulcast feed. I'm speaking, of course, about From Talk Racing to Me, Naomi Tucker. Naomi, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Pete. First things first, when are you traveling down to the Breeders' Cup? Because I need to know.
I'm leaving today. We're making a stop. I'm making a stop along the way in West Virginia, where that'll be my port of call tonight. I'm actually, it's this funny thing where this year the Breeders' Cup is not Halloween weekend. So I have not got to spend Halloween with Perrin, I think, since she was 2 years old. So we're all super excited to get to do some Halloween-y things together, and then we will part ways. I will arrive in Kentucky on Sunday night, and really looking forward to a week of work from there, working with the Breeders' Cup content team, as are you, from what I hear.
Yeah, I'm very excited as well. It will be my first Breeders' Cup being on the world feed as the European reporter, so I can't wait. I'm traveling on Monday, because I will still be on air here at Laurel Park till Sunday. So busy as well, but in a really great way. I'm very much looking forward to it. And yes, I'm actually sitting at Laurel Park right now. I'm in the grandstand watching a lot of the babies get over the track. It's actually quite nice looking at them here. I normally tend to try and go out and see the horses work, but my eyes caught by a lot of youngsters here that you can just recognize from their sort of gangly movements.
Very, very cool. What is the weather situation? Are we going to be, as we have been several of these weeks, off the turf at Laurel for the one turf race that's scheduled for it tomorrow?
I'm afraid that might be the case. We are off the turf today. It has been drizzling a little bit. We have a bit more rain in the forecast. I am thinking we're going to be off. I wish we were on because it's a wonderful turf course. Absolutely love handicapping the turf at Laurel Park. But, you know, we're getting deeper into the fall. The weather is changing. And unfortunately, we can't do anything about that.
Exactly. Racing goes forward in either case. Here's what we'll do. Rather than do the tickets on the show, especially since this technique worked last week and we actually delivered a winning ticket with going and producing the tickets after scratches the next day, that's what I'm going to go ahead and do. Maybe I'll check back with you if your opinions change between now and then based on scratches, but we'll just go over our early thoughts on these races in this show, and then folks can go over to the show page on inthemoneypodcast.com and get the tickets. Tomorrow, I'll also try to tweet those out from my temporary home base in West Virginia. But let's start by talking about leg A of the Stronach 5. This is race number 7 from Laurel Park. We are scheduled to begin at 3:28 Eastern on Friday, and we kick things off with a $16,000 claimer for fillies. This is for 3 year olds, which is interesting this late in the year to have that condition. Scheduled for 5.5 furlongs on the turf. We think it might end up on the dirt. Who are you interested in? And I'll let you pick if you want to talk about it first from a on or off the turf perspective.
Well, it's 3 year olds and upwards. We have a couple of older ladies in there too. I think we have a 6 year old, the number 4.
Oh, I missed that.
I had two orders here. I had turf selections and dirt selections because not all the turf horses translate their form as strongly when it comes off the turf. But I think we should start with the dirt selections. Would you agree with that?
Let's do it.
Okay. I ended up trying to beat the most likely favorite. There is going to be a horse that will most likely be the favorite. Number 15 is Half in the Wrapper, Kira McGee, MTO. She will definitely go off favorite. Kira McGee always receives a lot of money. She has early speed, but I'm trying to beat her with the number 6, Magical Anna. a fast Anna filly that two races back at starter allowance level ran really, really well over six furlong at this track, has early speed, which is exactly what I'm looking for when it's just a little bit more of an off track. Now, my worry is her last race where she was on a sloppy track at Pimlico. They didn't go very fast there though, and she was just a tad away from the pace, so really struggled to make up that ground. And we know that Pimlico was playing a fair bit towards the speed, and she just didn't get to the front like she has been in the past. So I'm hoping from gate six, she's going to move forward with Laura Lee Glazer on board and might just outdo the number 15 at a bit of a bigger price.
I like the idea. I like the optimism on that. I was a little bit nervous about the slop effort last time out at 4-5, but I'm inclined to say let's try to use them both, just because I do feel like on numbers you can make the case that half in the wrapper, the 15, could be a single, and I like that outside speed draw. But I have no problem at all putting through both numbers in that this race at Laurel.
It would be a good single, probably half in the wrapper. She is going to come, you know, she'll be the favorite. She has that good form here at Laurel Park over six furlong at this level, really strong buyer figures in the last two races. But I'm just trying to find an angle and hoping that the more inside draw is going to help her move forward a little bit more with ease, because she does have early speed like half in the wrapper does.
And it's also one of those things where just because it's off the turf doesn't necessarily mean it's sloppy. It could be a drying out track or something very different. So I'm comfortable trying to go with those two to get through the first leg, which will bring us to leg B of the Stronach 5, which is race 8 from Gulfstream Park West. This is another one where we may be on the turf, we may not be on the turf, thus complicating things. Obviously, we can come back to this race tomorrow after scratches, or at least I can. But from sitting here more than 24 hours out, Naomi, who were you interested in this Gulfstream Park West race?
So this is tricky because I did look as if it was going to be on the turf, obviously not really knowing what the weather down there does. I only know what's going on here, and it's been drizzling here. So I ended up having one horse that really caught my eye, and that's the number 9, Alperis. Oh God, I always watch my replays with the sound off because I like music better, and that means I never know how to pronounce it. I need to stop doing that. I feel like she has a fair bit of early speed, I hope. Last time out, she wasn't as close as I would have liked, but two back, she was basically close to speed and making the speed. She's been placed twice from her last three starts at Gulfstream Park West on the turf. She's fresh. She has 90 days off. I really like a fresh turf rouser. And the trainer, Rohan Crichton, if I say that correctly, has been on a tear thus far at this meet, 44% winners.
I think they say Crichton, but it could Crichton. Be, but I'm actually 100% sure on that, but I think that's right. Alperis, definitely one of the horses that makes sense. I'll put forward Sweet Giant as one to consider. I think just based on numbers on either surface, as there's some good form, at least in terms of final numbers and relative to this group in both categories. An 0 for 15 maiden, which I don't absolutely love. But this is one who has done some of his running against better, and I feel like pace scenario-wise should be forwardly drawn. What do you think? Can we maybe get out of here with just the 7 and the 9, or were there any others that caught you?
I would also, if we're looking at more towards the dirt form, I'm looking at the 3 as well. King Andrus, who is another horse with speed, which seems to be the theme. If you have a bit of an off track, that speed tends to hold well because horses, you know, it's hard to accelerate when you're basically getting held back by the track. Now, he ran on a good track a mile and an 8th last time out and not disgraced whatsoever. I would have loved to have seen that a little bit better, but you know, 52 buyer figure, still good. Did a lot of running early there, all the first three quarters red time coded US pace figures, which means that definitely he was working for it. And then I think two races back, that wasn't very strong, but then I loved his turf form. So I feel like he can translate it a little bit to the turf, the dirt,
I like the sound of that. I definitely like the sound of King Andrus as another to potentially use. Let's head back to your track for the next couple of races, actually. Leg C of the Stronach 5 is race 8 from Laurel Park, post time of 4 o'clock. We've got a 7 furlong allowance race, 3 and up. scheduled for the dirt this time, so we don't have to do any guessing in terms of the surface, which I appreciate. I thought this looked like a competitive race. Really curious to hear where you landed.
I agree. I found it really hard to just go with one horse in this field. There are definitely a few horses that have caught my eye. The number four was a horse that I ended up putting on top, Stone Courageous. Hamilton Smith did career best stalking effort against Kerry Time last time. I didn't do that much running early, but he really did start rolling late. And I feel like the extra furlong to seven furlong suits him just fine. If you look at Hamilton Smith, his horses have actually been turning up to the track in prime condition. He is 43% in the money last month from 23 starters. And I know that Hamilton Smith trains his horses, even though if it's an off track in the morning, he'll still give them that workout. So I'm hoping that that is a good sign if we do have a bit more of a wet track coming up. The number eight also I found very, very interesting. Absolved has had 3 seconds in a row now. You do wonder if he's starting to get disencouraged a little bit, but represents Claudio Gonzalez, who's, of course, our perennial leading trainer. He is going to stretch back to seven furlong. I feel like his mile races were one of his best, so going longer helps him.
It's interesting. I mean, it does give pause, the 1 for 22 with 10 seconds, but on figures, the horse absolutely fits. Was on both of yours, were on my short list. The only one I'll mention. What do you think about the idea? This is a horse that we've used successfully on Stronach 5 shows in the past. Abuelo Paps, adding blinkers. What about this one to try to take them wire to wire? Do you give him any count?
I do. He is actually my third selection. So I mentioned my top two, but I definitely liked him. I think that two draw with the speed he has suits him perfectly. He's going to be prominent from the get-go. And two races back, he ended up staying away a little bit from the pace, which isn't his customary thing. He loves being close, but he still came running really late with a very, very good effort against Karen's Notion, who ended up winning the Maryland Million Sprint. So that really franked him, showing that he's also quite versatile still with that late close. And you can tell by some of the speed figures late that he really turned the propellers on. So it's actually intriguing to see that he can do both. I think he's going to go forward in this race, but he's definitely a horse to take note of.
Well, that's a sign that we have the same top three there. I think we'll probably just try to get out with three against the field as we move on to leg D of the Stronach 5. This is race number 9 from Laurel Park, and I'm wondering if you've heard any whispers. Gets a little tricky here with trying to suss out this 2-year-old form in this race. I'm not quite exactly sure what to make of it. I will say that for me, it's sizzling time, probably an automatic use off the fact that he showed some speed at a weaker level, but you see those Timeform US red-coated fractions. Also notable, I thought that this horse did spend some time running on the rail, not always where you want to be at Laurel. I definitely wanted to have some it's sizzling time, and was intrigued by and wanted to get your take on the firster for Brittany Russell, Hello Hot Rod, number one. What are your numbers here?
Those horses are my 1-2. My topic is Hella Hot Rod. It's Sizzling Time in second. Now, It's Sizzling Time, Not This Time, is 28% winners with his 2-year-old first. And he nearly won with this one too. So very precocious progeny, has made a great start. Comes back 12 days after that really strong debut. They went a blistering pace up front. They were dueling. There's a closer that came in between horses late. Really don't feel like It's Sizzling Time did anything wrong there. So definitely will include him. Of course, 46 buyer isn't the strongest, but we're looking at a maiden claiming 40. This is not a maiden special weight, so maybe with some improvement he could get into the winner's enclosure here. Now, I love the number one Hello Hot Rod because Brittany Russell, first time starters, 30% winners last year with her 2-year-old first, she's 3 from 8, 38% winners and 75% in money. So she knows exactly how to prepare the babies. And if you look at his pedigree, his dam broke her maiden on second asking over 6 furlong. But the key here is he's a half brother to Maryland Million Distaff and Lassie winner Hello Beautiful. Obviously a horse that has meant everything to Brittany. So she knows the family incredibly well.
Great notes there. You give me so much more. You know, I'm guessing looking at the numbers, and you're giving me reasons to go on with confidence. That's what we're hoping to do on the show. So nice work there by you. Let's talk about leg E of the Staronic 5. It's race number 3 from Golden Gate. We've got a 6-furlong claimer for fillies at the $12,500 level. Where did you end up in here? It looked like there was plenty of pace.
Yeah, I agree with you there. There is a fair bit of pace. So I actually end up going with a horse that has a running style that will be benefited by all that pace. That is the number 7, Tippy Top, for underneath Irving Orozco. I'm apologizing in advance to anyone's name that I'm mispronouncing. But looking at this horse, she has the right running style, the right figures. She's dropping in class. She's had 2 works since her last race where she ran a 60-bar fifth, only beaten by 3/4 lengths. There is a lot to like here. I ended up thinking that this is a race that can just pan out a couple of ways. So I also wanted to use a 2, similar just away from the pace kind of running style. Had a bit of a break for 10 months, then came back with a really decent effort at that optional claiming level, non-winners of 1. Got squeezed out there, lost momentum, dropped back when she was showing a bit of speed. I'm worried about that last effort. That wasn't good at all. There was nothing there. So she'll have to sort of bounce back and show a little bit of the promise that she showed before. And then I also like the number 4, Thrills Legacy, who has a bit more speed. And in that last race, she was actually at the close to the head of affairs. They went quite fast for the level. She's dropping in class here, and she just didn't see that out late. So if she saves her energy a bit better, she can be intriguing.
And I think it's significant that these horses that you mentioned, Thrills Legacy and Persuasive Lips, both coming from that starter allowance, you know, they're protected in there. I felt like there was enough of a trip for Persuasive Lips to excuse that effort and hope better things were going to be afoot. And top pick wise, I'm hoping this is a good thing. Often on these shows, when we've had a lot of agreement, we've done pretty well. Tippy Top was my top one as well, just for all the stated reasons. It looks like going to be a beautiful setup. This one back in for a tag. So yeah, this one's pretty simple, I think, for us. We'll press up the 7, Tippy Top. We can use the 2 and the 4 as backups. I'll dig on this a little bit more since I'm going to be putting the tickets in tomorrow. We're pretty skinny in a lot of the legs, so I'm hoping we'll be able to spread and put some more backup horses in that we didn't get a chance to mention on the show. So definitely, folks who are listening, you're going to want to check out those tickets when they're completed in themoneypodcast.com. I will go ahead and send them around on Twitter, at Looms Boldly as well. Naomi, tell folks where they can find you on Twitter.
My Twitter handle is quite simple. It's my first and my last name, at Naomi Tucker, and that's Tucker with 2 Ks. I had a bit of a rant about that last night when I was drinking wine, because I was saying that in America, it's just the wrong name. Everyone writes it with a C. Yes. It's double K. The only good thing about it is that it's the same last name as my brother, who I absolutely love. And that's about it. So, Naomi Tucker on Twitter. The Dutch one in America. I don't mind that tag.
That's great. Well, hopefully you'll send around those tickets as well, and we'll get people playing the Staronic 5, and probably end up doing a little looking ahead. We've got these Breeders' Cup pre-entry PPs now available from Daily Racing Form. They're out there. Folks looking for free PPs for the Staronic 5 itself, they can get them from DRF as well. DRF.com/ITM. Use the promo code MONEY. We did have a little hiccup last week. Somebody was on vacation and the PPs didn't get up there. Thanks to those of you who sent those messages for being so patient. Sorry it didn't work out last week. I've been assured that it will work out this week. So check that out. Get digging on the Breeders' Cup. Come back to inthemoneypodcast.com for loads of other Breeders' Cup content, including our Breeders' Cup Monster Pods, of which Naomi will be a part. Anything else you want to mention or plug before we get out of here, Naomi?
Ooh, I just think with the Staronic 5 is pay attention to all the weather conditions at the different track, because that is going to get you the winners.
There you go. We'll be posting our update tomorrow. Look forward very much to speaking with you again soon, Naomi. Cheers for coming on. We'll wrap things up by thanking you, thanking our friends at the Staronic Group, especially Steve Cook, who's been so much fun to work with this year throughout all these Staronic 5 shows. Most of all, we'll thank all of you, the listeners, especially those of you who pointed out that we had a little bit of a disconnect with our friends at DRF. We do appreciate people keeping watch and keeping us honest. And if we ever let you down, we swear we'll try to make up for it in future weeks with doing other good things. This show has been a production of In the Money Media. Our business manager is Drew Coatney. Our chief creative officer is Jonathan Kinchin. I'm Peter Thomas Fornital. May you win all your Stronic 5 photos.
I was just waiting for you to say that. I was like, come on, may you win all your photos. Do you remember that time when you told me to do it and I didn't know what you were talking about? And I was like really confused.
That's all funny.
You were like, may you win all your photos. I'm like, oh yeah, that's what you say, isn't it?
I like your version of it is good. I've heard you do it a couple of times now. And your version
what
of it
was
is
my
good.
Version? I can't remember now. I wing things all the time. I just randomly do stuff.
At some point you did a funny one. I think it was in one of the Ask It shows. You did a funny one where you said it and you said something like, I think Pete says it better. It was funny.
Oh yeah, I think Pete's version is better than mine.
Which I don't necessarily agree with, but I do think it's funny.